Dubai Eye
103.8. MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières, is an organisation that needs little introduction. It is one of the world's leading independent organisations for medical humanitarian aid, giving quality medical care to people caught in crisis, regardless of race, religion, or political affiliation. Every day, more than 30,000 MSF field staff provide assistance around the world to people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe, primarily due to armed conflict, epidemics, malnutrition, exclusion from healthcare, or natural disasters. It's an organisation that helps millions and has done for many, many years. And it continues to this day thanks to the help of innovation and technology. Our guest is the innovation and transformation lead for Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. She's based at the Barcelona Innovation Centre and here in Dubai to take part in the Dubai Dialogue, which we'll find out more about in just a few moments' time. But without further ado, it is a warm welcome to our very special guest here this morning in studio. Good morning to Silvia Mariana, who joins us live in the studio. Silvia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Now, first and foremost, let's talk about your role, if we can. You're based over in Barcelona at the Innovation Centre. Is that an indication, is that evidence of the fact that technology, innovation, as we know, is having an impact on so many different industries? Is it also having a positive impact on humanitarian aid and humanitarian work the world over?
Yes, Tom, actually it is having an impact. We have many challenges in the field when trying to access the populations we work for and trying to provide care, and technology helps us overcoming those challenges and trying to get more quality care to those populations.
I mentioned earlier on in the introduction that MSF is an establishment, is an organisation that's been around for many, many years. What about the Innovation Centre, though? Is this a new addition to the work the MSF does?
I'm actually based in Barcelona in the operational centre. It's not as an innovation centre as it as a centre for innovation. It's actually one of our operational centres. But there is a clear bet for investing more in innovation, and that's actually the role I'm playing in the operational centre, to facilitate in the house the possibility of using technologies and innovation to overcome our challenges by supporting teams to do so.
Give us an idea, if you can, Silvia, about some of the the processes of the technologies you're involved with at the moment that are having an impact on those in need the world over?
So actually, there are several cases and examples of how we use technology to better give care. But for example, from the use of telemedicine to access those populations that are trapped in the middle of conflict and we don't have easy access to them, to the use of, for instance, mobile health, using mobile devices to collect data and to better understand the needs of patients, or, for instance, drones in some cases. So we're using different types of technologies, but also innovation is not only about technology. It's also about medical new protocols, or, for instance, different ways of solving the problems we're facing in the field.
Yeah, because a phrase that I was looking at before we had this chat, and a phrase that is cropping up time and time again in a number of media sources at the moment, is the idea of aid by drone as well, being able to access inaccessible areas or difficult to access areas by drones more readily. Is technology, is innovation allowing you and your organization and the wider world to get to troubled zones, those that have been afflicted by natural disasters or others, quicker than we might have done before?
Actually, we are testing some of these technologies to see whether it helps us arrive quicker in a better way. And for instance, the case of drones, we're saying it was used in Papua New Guinea.
Of course,
recently in a project, just for instance, to deliver the tuberculosis treatment. So we're trying to test and see in which cases it makes sense. And we have to get the right balance and when it's worth using it and when it's not so relevant. Mm.
You're here with the Dubai Chamber as part of their Dubai Dialogue 2018, unlocking the potential of modern technologies for a sustainable future. It brings together individuals such as yourself, leaders in their field from around the world, to discuss how through cooperation. Businesses can harness the potential of new technologies for a sustainable future. I appreciate that you've just literally arrived here in the UAE, but are you looking forward to this dialogue? Are events like this important for you, for MSF and for others?
Yes, I'm actually looking forward to the event tomorrow. And I think it's very important to get in touch with other key stakeholders that can be potential partners and exchange learnings, share expertise across different sectors. So I think it's a very important opportunity, and it's worth participating in this type of event for all of us.
Sylvia's session is tomorrow whilst we're on air, 10:55 a.m. tomorrow down at the address in downtown. It is called Deploying Modern Technologies to Address Humanitarian Challenges, it will be led by our special guest here in the studio. Sylvia, question for you. We've been talking about technology. We've been talking about innovation, that demand to innovate in a variety of fields, none more so than the humanitarian field. Can artificial intelligence, AI, another of the phrases we love to use, how can that help to improve response times when it comes to humanitarian cases?
Actually, this is one of the things we're looking at now, and we're starting to think that it can be very helpful in the areas of learning of our staff. We have a lot of medical staff working with MSF in the field, and we know that they need access to learning solutions to better do their job. And actually, through using artificial intelligence, we think that we can help them better performing in their job. Another example is, for instance, the use of algorithms that help them doing a better diagnosis and treatment. So at the same time that you improve the quality of your work, you are learning. And we think that artificial intelligence is one of the areas that we can use it for.
I mean, it's such a wide-ranging subject, isn't it? When we use the phrase AI, we are incorporating so many different elements of technology. None more so than, I mean, something as simple as social media. We think we understand social media at the moment, the impact social media can have on our small, lowly individual lives. But social media in a war-torn country, social media in a country that's seeking information at the moment, could be crucial for survival.
Yeah, actually, on social media is also some of the things we're using to understand the needs of patients.
Okay.
And also we're using some in some projects that are working with migrants in their path, using social media and chatbot to get to these potential patients is something we're looking at and trying. And it's amazing what you can get from those technologies.
You know when you were mentioning there about looking at, and is that something that is that a sort of model that MSF would use if you're trying an innovation or a technology in one particular field? Do you use that as a sort of working example to see if it would work in other parts of the field, or is there that sort of policy that this works here, therefore it's going to work everywhere?
No, actually, what we try to do is first of all frame well the problem that we have, and then see what is it that makes sense to put in place, and then we try to do it with agile methodologies to really test and pilot it in places that make sense, and then based on learnings decide whether it makes sense to escalate it across the organization or only to use it in some specific places. So it depends, but piloting first and learning from that is the key element.
And is it also, I mean, again, we're very scared of the word failure in the world at the moment. Is failure something that we learn from specifically in fields like this?
I think failure, you need to fail to learn and to innovate. And probably if you're not ready for that, you're not ready to innovate. So it's something you have to embrace.
There's a story that caught your eye as well, came from the BBC originally, about this use of Pepper, the first robot that's been involved in a parliamentary meeting, talking to MPs about the future of artificial intelligence, specifically in education. Is this a good way to broker and break new ground like this?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start opening the conversation about how the use of these technologies can help in the future, bridging some of the gaps we have or helping overcoming some of the challenges. And I think there was, for instance, the example of how robotics could help in the classrooms to those children having some difficulties to follow That was an example. Or, for instance, how to support elders, no? And opening those conversations in with different stakeholders it's important to start looking at the potential benefits and also the challenges associated to the use of those technologies.
Yeah, you mentioned those challenges. I mean, this was something of a PR stunt. It was part of the Education Committee looking at the impact technologies such as AI and robotics will have on education in years to come. But, you know, all of the questions are preordained, prearranged as well. Let's break this further. I mean, we've talked a little bit about AI, but taking AI into robotics as well and the impact it could have on an organisation such as MSF and the whole idea of humanitarian work. I mean, in the very nature of the word humanitarian, there is a human. Will we get to a point of robotitarian as well or not?
We hope no. Actually, we think that technologies are a mean and can help humans doing their work better, but it can never substitute what the humans being bring into the equation. And two key principles of humanitarianism is humanity and proximity. Mm. So for sure, it's not to substitute, it's to help. And we have to make sure that it does not affect the patient-doctor relation, which is key in what we do and in health care provision.
And do you think that those soft skills, and from a medical point of view, that sort of that bedside manner, the sort of psychological, the counselling role is always going to be key to everything we do in a humanitarian field?
Yeah, no doubt. It's the capacity to understand the person you have in front of you and their needs. And this is purely human, no? And it's something it's not going to change.
In terms of your role and looking at the benefits, the limits as well of innovation and transformation, I mean, given the rate of evolution when it comes to technology at the moment, given the speed in which we are progressing in particular fields as well, does it give you cause for concern or is it can only good come out of this?
I think it's important to look at the potential side effects of it. So for sure there are opportunities, and that's why we are investing in making sure we can use those opportunities in the best way. But also I think you have to be carefully monitoring the potential effects that it may have and then mitigate them. And actually that's part of my role, which is facilitating in the organization we like to call it more creative problem solving than innovation, but it's how you help teams developing the capacities to use those, I mean, to solve problems in a creative way, but also to mitigate the possible effects of using technologies.
And I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong here on this one, that the role of communication is key to that. We were talking off air about the fact that you've got teams in some of the most far-flung corners of the globe. You know, people think that they understand the globe that we live on. People understand geography that we live around, but you work in and operate in areas that don't get the lens of the world's media, that don't have the sort of communication infrastructures in place to allow that to come in. Given innovation in technology, innovation in communication, is that a benefit for you that you are able to communicate more readily with teams around the world?
Yeah, it is. I mean, communication and technologies related to communication help us better understanding the needs of the populations we see. But as you said, I mean, some of the places we work are really remote places with very difficult to access. And we see in technologies a possibility of better understanding the needs of those trapped in those places.
The innovation transformation lead for Médecins Sans Frontières, Sylvia Moriana, is with us here in studio. She's based in Barcelona, but she is part of the Dubai Dialogue event being organised by Dubai Chamber of Commerce at downtown Dubai tomorrow. We've been talking about the role of technology, the role of innovation in the humanitarian fields around the world, and whether they make and help make the role that MSF and Doctors Without Borders plays more simple in the current environment. A number of comments coming through on the back of that. We'll get to those very shortly. There is one other piece of news I want to sort of address, and that is the whole question of big data at present. We've talked about data and the role data plays. Information collected on a daily basis from your wearable fitness monitors, mobile phones, social media giants, often taken without public knowledge and comes with a raft of complications, which broaches a ethical question to a number of users. Robert Kirkpatrick is one, the director of the United Nations Global Pulse. He believes that big data is what governments will need to achieve the sustainable development goals of the future. Is that going to be one of the challenges, do you think, Sylvia?
I think big data can be, can be used in a way that can help better understanding the needs and making recommendations, policy recommendations in the future. So in that sense, yes. But from that article, it's interesting to see that there's still need to expand the use in the third sector and public sector compared to private sector. So there's a way to go still.
And again, does this come back to that sort of point that we've been making throughout, that we don't fully understand the potential of things like big data, about innovation, about technology at the moment? We are all still finding our feet at where it will be able to help in the future.
Yeah, and I think I completely agree. I mean, this is something that we have to look at, because for sure there are opportunities, but at the same time we have to be cautious in the way we do it too, because we still don't know the potential and we don't know the potential also effects that can bring in. So it's important to look at it and to step by step evaluate both.
You've been working with MSF for many years now. You've experienced placings and work in the field across the globe. That's got a number of our listeners texting in about you this morning, Sylvia. So this is one from one of our listeners saying, so enjoying listening to Sylvia and to hear all of her experiences about helping people. Just want to ask, what has been the most rewarding experience that she has had working and helping people? Difficult one to ask to single it out to one particular, but is there one?
As you said, I think it's very difficult to only point at one, but I'm going to point at the last one that I had, which was actually this August in Ethiopia. And I was able to go back to the field. I've been working in MSF for 20 years, both in the field and in headquarters. And the last field mission that I did was in Ethiopia. And it was a crisis of displacement between two communities. So it was quite rewarding to be able to be there and provide relief and humanitarian aid from the very beginning to those populations.
You talk there about the rewards. And is the reward seeing the results when you come back, when you're able to go back and see the results, see that you've had a positive impact?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the maximum reward. It's also very challenging and frustrating sometimes because it's not easy. But I think the fact that you're able to be there and try to provide something meaningful, it's very rewarding.
Got one from John as well. John's texted in saying, loving the conversation this morning. Says, my daughter's 17 years old and she's very keen to work for an NGO. Just want to ask Sylvia, what are the best skills qualifications she can get if she wants to work in the field of humanitarian work?
Actually, there are a lot of profiles that work in humanitarian organizations, and many people think that in MSF, for instance, it's only medical staff, but there's plenty of other profiles. We have from journalists, myself, I'm coming from business management, and you have sociologists, anthropologists, so there's plenty of profiles. I think the important is to know that you want to contribute to that and then check which is the best way you can do that.
And I suppose that's just yet more evidence of what we've been talking about today, that in a field such as this and in a role in an organisation like MSF, you need so many different skill sets to come together to be able to think creatively outside the box.
Yeah, actually, and that's one of the most important things. We call it collective thinking, but we try to have like multifunctional teams that are, each of us can provide different perspective, and together we design the right intervention. And I think this is one of the key elements of success.
It's really lovely of you to take time out to come and join us here this morning in the studio. I know that you're in town for the event tomorrow. If people want to find out more about that, they can. It's called Dubai Dialogue. It's organised by Dubai Chamber of Commerce. It's entitled Unlocking the Potential of Modern Technologies for a Sustainable Future. Sylvia is just one of a number of international delegates who are here with us in the UAE to discuss a variety of topics tomorrow. So make sure you find out all the latest online and, of course, on the dedicated webpage of that event. Equally, if you'd like to find out more about Médecins Sans Frontières, about possible careers with MSF and roles, and of course, support you can give to MSF and Doctors Without Borders, I'm assuming the best place to go is the website for all the latest information.
Yes, it is.
Sylvia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in Dubai and the UAE. And again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.